Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Forest Service moves to starve tree sitter out of berry patch, but supplies get through. The U.S. Forest Service law enforcement officers have tried but failed to block resupplies of food and water to a woman who climbed a tree in the Willamette National Forest to protest ancient forest logging. The woman, who goes by the forest name Basil, has spent the past 2 weeks on a platform suspended about 70 feet up a large Douglas fir. It is one of the last few trees marked to be cut at the Berry Patch timber sale in the Middle Fork Ranger District east of Lowell, Oregon. The rest of the sale area, which included trees several hundred years old, has been logged by D.R. Johnson Lumber Company of Riddle, Oregon. Supporters tried earlier last week to bring the woman supplies, but were blocked by Forest Service officers. Their strategy is to starve this woman out of the tree, said Josh Laughlin of Cascadia Wildlands Project, a Eugene-based group that opposes logging of ancient forests. Laughlin, who spoke with the woman Sunday, said she is willing to come down if she isn't arrested or charged. She wants to save what's left up there, including the tree she's sitting in, he said, and she doesn't want to be a criminal for saving the last of the old-growth forest. Laughlin added that it's dangerous to deny food and water to someone that far up a tree, but Scott said safety is of paramount importance. We certainly don't want to contribute to any accident, he said. Food and water reached Basil, the berry patch tree sitter, later in the week. Apparently, supplies were brought to her by supporters while the Freddies took a coffee break. Their attempts to starve the woman down have been temporarily thwarted, and their attempts to outsmart and outwit the activists have failed. The sitter had water, but was out of food, and parts of this story were written by Scott Maben of the Register Guard. Humboldt Forest Defense Update, Gypsy Mountain. The Aradia old-growth redwood tree sit has been going on since January of this year, just up the ridge from where David Gypsy Chain was killed on September 17, 1998. A new timber harvest plan, or THP, had been marked on Gypsy Mountain. As a result, a tree sit was reestablished in Aradia. More tree sitters are needed to maintain this resistance. A tree village awaits those who are sincerely interested in tree sitting and supply running. Donations are always welcome. Freshwater. There are currently two old-growth redwood tree sits in the Freshwater Creek area named Jerry and Everlasting Life. Maxam Pacific Lumber Company plans to clear-cut 500 acres per year in freshwater and calls this sustainable as part of their sustained yield plan. The tree sitter in Jerry, called Remedy, has been up for over 100 days now and is holding strong. Wren, who sits in Everstein, has been up for over 30 days, is also holding strong, also committed to preserving the tree she is in. Donations and direct support are needed to maintain these sits. The Mattole. The Mattole River watershed contains 3,000 acres of ancient Douglas fir forest, 9,000 acres of second growth, and 2,000 acres of meadows. On Monday, July 8th, an occupied roadblock held off Maxam Pacific Lumber from entering the Long Ridge Taylor's Peak area where two timber harvest plans are located. The pod was raided by Humboldt County Sheriff's Department later in the day, and the pod sitter was removed, arrested, and remains in jail. Activists continue to make the 14-mile hike into the Mattole in efforts to protect this beautiful wilderness area. Donations and people are needed to maintain a strong resistance in this very intense campaign. For more information, Humboldt Forest Defense can be reached at North Coast Earth First, P.O. Box 28, Arcata, California, 95518. That's North Coast Earth First, P.O. Box 28, Arcata, California, 95518. And you can give them a call at area code 707-825-6598. Once again, that phone number, area code 707-825-6598. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come on, boys, in the face.